ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நம. ஹரி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நம. சௌந்தர்யலஹரி ஸ்லோகா 96. கலத்ரம் வைதாத்ரம் கதி கதி பஜந்தேன கவய ஸ்ரீயோ தேவ்யா கோவா நவபவதி பதி கைரபிதனை மகாதேவம் ஹித்வா தவ சதி சதீ நாமச்சரமே குச்சாப்யாமாசங்கஹ குரவகதரோ அப்யசுலபஹ. சதீனாம் அச்சரமாயை நமஹா. இந்த தேர்ட் லைன் சதீனாம் அச்சரமாயை நமஹா இஸ் த லேம் ஆஃப் அம்பா. Knowledge of all arts, subuddhi, all are supposed to be the benefits of reciting this sloka. Acharya is addressing Amba as Sati, O Pativrata. Kati kati kavayaha. Kati kati, how many are the poets, kavayaha, who na bhajante, they do not count, they do not quote, or they do not sing, kalatram vaidhatram. Brahma's wife, that is Saraswati. Vaidatram is Brahma, ji is Kalatram wife. Kova, who na bhavati, does not become Sriyo Devyaha Patihi, the Lord of Lakshmi. Sriyo Devyaha Patihi. Kaihi api danehi, with only some riches, they can all become the Lord of Lakshmi also. Satinam acharame, O foremost among the Pativrata Stree's chaste woman, Mahadevam Hitva, except Mahadeva, Tava Kuchabhyam Asangaha, the embrace, Asangaha, the embrace of your Kuchabhyam, your breast, Asulabaha, is not attainable, Kuravaka Taroho Api, even by the Kuravaka tree. So we should wonder what is this Kuravaka tree has to do here. O foremost among the chaste are the Pativrata Stries. How many are the poets who do not court Brahma's wife, who does not become the Lord of Lakshmi with only some riches? Except Mahadeva, the embrace of your breast is not attainable even by the Kuravaka tree. Poets, generally, they seek the favor of Saraswati, blessing of Saraswati, the spouse of Brahmaji, for the sake of good poesy, knowledge and gift of poesy. And such people who are all very knowledgeable and who can have such great kavitva, such people are called Saraswati Vallabhas. And if somebody possesses a lot of wealth and so much of riches and all, that person is called Lakshmipati. He may not have even lot of wealth, some wealth he has, still they call him Lakshmipati. But such an association of Devi is never found in the case of Amba at all. By her chastity, by her pativratyam exemplified, by her devotion to her consort, namely Maheshwara, the greatest of gods, she shines foremost among pativratas, among chaste women. How? There is this Kuravaka tree. This Kuravaka tree that is set to blossom when it is embraced by a Pativrata stree of a superior class. When such a stree embraces that tree will start to blossom. But Devi's touch is not available even to inanimate beings like that Kuravaka tree. Because she is such a Pativrata, even to an inanimate thing like a tree, Kuravaka tree, her embrace is not available, which really eagerly longs for that embrace. So, in contrast to the petty results, all the benefits one can gain by worshipping Brahmaji and Vishnu and all that, poesy, wealth, for all that thing, one who worships Devi, that person attains her by eternal Sayujya. Sayujya he attains, blending with her, with Shiva, and becomes one with the Devi. So that person gets Shiva Sayujyam and becomes one with the Devi also. So this would appear to be an idea underlying this particular shloka. So that is why Acharya said, even those people who have got knowledge and all that thing, even compared to those people, when a person gets Amba's grace, that person gains immense benefit of Sayujyam with Amba. Sloka 97. It has put the reverse, it has got. It should have been reversed perhaps. This is not a good screen to see because it has been taken with it upside down. So I would as well read the sloka and tell you the meaning than showing the sloka. Sloka 97. Girama Kurdevim Druhina Grihinim Agama Vido Hare Patnim Padmam हरसहचरीं अद्रितनयां तुरीया कापित्वं दुरदिगमनिस्सीममहिमा महामाया विश्वं ब्रह्मयसि परब्रह्ममहिषी परब्रह्ममहिषे नमः इन द फोर्थ लाइन दैट इज हाउ अंबा इज एड्रेस्ड हियर स्ट्रांग फिजिकल हेल्थ एरुडिशन सो ऑल काइंड्स ऑफ बेनिफिट्स Jivan Mukti also, so Amba is worshipped as she is Saraswati, she is Lakshmi, she is Parvati, she is everything. Parabrahma Makishi, O the queen, the consort of Parabrahman, Agama Vidaha means those who know the Agamas, the various Agamas, Agama Vidaha, Ahuhu, they call, they say, Giram Devi means the goddess of learning, Druhina Grihinim, as the housewife of Brahmaji. So Brahmaji's wife is Saraswati, who is the goddess of learning. That is why the wise people say, Harehe Patmim Padma. They call Padma as the wife of Hari, Mahalakshmi. And Hara Sahacharim Adritanayam, the daughter of the mountain. Adritanayam, daughter of the mountain, as the companion of Hara. Hara Sahachari means companion of Hara Shiva. Tvam Turiya, who are you? You are the indescribable, the fourth, Turiyam, the fourth. Duradigama Nisima Mahima, with your unfathomable, limitless transcendence, Nisima Mahima, there is no boundary at all for your grace. Mahamaya, who are you? You are the great Mahamaya, Vishwam Brahmayasi. You delude the entire universe. So, O queen, consort of Parabrahman, those who know the Agamas, they call the goddess of learning as the housewife of Brahmaji. They call Padma Mahalakshmi as the wife of Hari, and the daughter of the mountain as the companion of Hara. But you, the indescribable, the four, Turiya, the great Maya, Mahamaya, with your unfathomable, limitless transcendence, you delude the universe. That is the prayer here. Japam is done morning, facing east or north 1,000 times for 8 days. Strong physical health and erudition. Gold plate is the yantram, and honey, Shiranam are supposed to be the various offerings. Now, in this sloka, the qualities of Rajas, Sattva and Tamoguna, they are reflected in the microcosm in the three states of consciousness, namely in the waking state, in the dreaming state and in the sleeping state. And in the waking state, when Rajas predominates, this Rajoguna, when it predominates, all the activities and all they happen, the Jiva experiences pleasure and pain mixed together all the time. And in the sattva-dominated dream state, what happens? The jiva goes through pleasure mixed with a lesser degree of pain. And in the tamas-ridden sleeping state, that is a deep sleep state, pleasure not unmingled, that is unalloyed bliss, that is what is experienced in the deep sleep state. It is only in the fourth state, normally called the Turiya state, the jiva experiences the total unalloyed bliss called anandam. That is what the jiva experiences. That's what the person gets. And that the Turiya state is what is supposed to be the state that is to be attained by the devotee. That's what the prayer is here. So the Amba, she manifests in that form as Mahamaya. We mentioned in the beginning that the entire Srishti happened between the couple of Brahman and Mahamaya, Parashakti as Mahamaya, and then in the this combination of all the three gunas and all that thing, and how the actual creation took place. We saw all those things in the Srishti topic when we dealt with in the Anandalahari portion. So Amba is supposed to be Mahamaya, and that Mahamaya, the one beyond the reach of speech, beyond the reach of thought. Yatova chonivartante apra apyamanasa saha. It is beyond words. Beyond words, all these known faculties of cognition cannot describe Amba in that state, and it is beyond thinking also, aprapya manasasaha. So the three qualities appearing in Amba, in the divine trinity, they revolve, the brahmayasi, they revolve as it were in the jiva through what? Through waking, through dreaming and the sleeping states, again and again and again. Every day we go into activity, we go to sleep, we have to have deep sleep state, again we wake up, we keep on going. When the jiva, when he reaches the fourth state, that is, what happens? That is cessation and that is liberation. That is mukti, freedom from all kinds of worldly experiences, where the triputi, the experience, the experiencer and the object of experience, all three merge into one. That triputi vanishes. So that is why in the Markandeya Purana, it relates how the Mahamaya, with so much of power, she deludes even the minds of great rishis, even jnanis. She deludes all of them through ignorance. She is the cause of all samsara and the cycle of births and deaths. That is all the samsara and all kinds of human afflictions, human bondage. And as the supreme wisdom, she is also the soul, the person reliever from bondage. That is why when we talk about Ishvara, we talk about all five qualities. Srishti, Sthiti, Samhara, Tirobhava and Anugraha. Tirobhava is the power of Maya. And Anugraha is again Amba's grace to make the Jiva know his own Swarupam. So that is from bondage. So Giram Devi, goddess of learning, Amba is addressed here as Giram Devi, Saraswati, and Adritanayam as the daughter of the mountain Parvati. So actually Paramacharya has given to all these shlokas elaborate beautiful lectures. We are not even scratching even the very surface of any of these shlokas because of want of time. But people who are interested, please go and read the sixth book of Devatin Kural, the Voice of God, where Paramacharya has dealt with all these shlokas in very, very great detail with so much of information brought. As he says, each time he reads the shlokas, he gets some new meanings each time he reads the shlokas. So Amba is addressed in this manner, in this particular shloka. So the Turiya Avastha, that is what is supposed to be the actual nature of Amba. Shloka 98. कदा काले मातः कथय कलितालक्तकरसं पिबेयं विद्यार्थी तव चरण निर्णे जनजलं प्रकृत्या मूकानामपि च कविता कारणतया कदा दत्ते वाणी मुखकमलताम्बूलरसतां श्रीमात्रे नमः अम्बाई सद्दस्त मदर Supposed to have putra labhartham, a person can get child and all. Mataha, O mother, kada kale kataya. Tell me, kataya. What? When shall vidyarthi me, myself, the seeker of knowledge, pibeyam, when can I drink? Charana nirnejana jalam, what do I want to drink? The water cleansing your feet, the padodakam. The water, when I offer padyam and all that, the water that is cleansing your feet, I want to drink that. I want to take it as tirtham, which is kalita alaktaka rasam, which is mixed with the juice of red lac. Amba has put all kinds of, you know, mehendi and so many things in her feet. So that when her feet is washed, the water that comes out, the washed water that is red in color, having the color of the red lac. And kada datte, కథయ, టెల్ మీ వెన్ దట్ పాదోదకం దట్ రీచ్డ్ మై మౌత్ విల్ బికమ్ వాణి ముఖ కమల తాంబూల రసతాం. ఐ హ్యావ్ టేకన్ దట్ తీర్థం ఫ్రమ్ యూ, వాషింగ్ యువర్ ఫీట్. ఆల్సో టెల్ మీ వెన్ దట్ తీర్థం విల్ బికమ్ ది జ్యూస్ ఆఫ్ చ్యూడ్ తాంబూలం వాణి ముఖ కమల తాంబూల రసం. వెన్ ఇట్ విల్ బికమ్ ఆఫ్ ద లోటస్ లైక్ మౌత్ ఆఫ్ సరస్వతి, ముఖ కమలం ఆఫ్ సరస్వతి, ప్రకృత్యా విత్ ది ఇన్నేట్ క్యారెక్టరిస్టిక్ ఆఫ్ కవితా కారణతయ బీయింగ్ ద కాస్ ఆఫ్ పొయసీ, ది ఎబిలిటీ టు రైట్ పొయట్రీ అండ్ ఆఫ్ మూకానామపి ఫర్ హూమ్ ఈవెన్ టు ద డమ్. ఓ మదర్ టెల్ మీ వెన్ షాల్ ఐ సీకింగ్ నాలెడ్జ్ డ్రింక్ ద వాటర్ క్లెన్సింగ్ యువర్ ఫీట్, పాదోదకం వాటర్ యూస్ ఫార్ అబ్లూషన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫీట్, which water is mixed with the juice of red lac and which resembles the juice of chewed beetle leaves, the pansupari or tambulam of the lotus like mouth of Saraswati, with the innate characteristic of being the cause for poesy in even the dumb person. So japa is done in the morning facing east or north 1000 times for 30 days. Person is supposed to get all kinds of happiness and then can get child, gold plate, honey are supposed to be the naivedya for this particular shloka. And kadakale means, you know, at what time or form from birth to death, you know, till I'm born, I have taken this janma from birth to bread, actual birth to death, tell me the time, what time I'll have that benefit. Alaktaka rasa, the juice of the red lac that used by the ladies, as I said, all the mehendi and all, to anoint their lips and the feet. So the water with which the devi's feet are washed, they get reddened, as I told you, by contact with the lac dye, that's her feet. And it resembles the color of the juice of chewed beetles. Beetle leaves, when she chews, that the saliva in the mouth, that is, you know, red in color and spitten by Saraswati, whose mouth is what? That is reddened by the beetle leaves. So her mouth already resembles that of the lotus. So not only in the water from Devi's feet that is alike in color and fragrance to the tambula rasa, but also in conferring the ability to compose all kinds of, you know, poems and mellifluous poetry, delicious poetry and all. So poets, they look like Saraswati themselves. A person who is blessed with such an ability, he looks like Saraswati herself. So great poets like Kalidasa and Mukakavi, they are all, you know, reputed to have tasted the chewed beetle, you know, the rasam, which Devi spat, and consequently gained mastery in poesy. So such is the thing. So Lakshmidhara, actually one of the commentators, he refers to a tradition according to which the Bhagavad Bhata, he placed his hands on the heads of certain born deaf and mute people, some children like that, and enabled them to recite the Lagu and Charcha Stotras. All these Stotras he made them recite. So Devi pleased with them, she poured into their mouths water that had cleansed her feet. Similar grant of the free ablution water is prayed in this verse by the poet, by Acharya. So this is to get all kinds of kavitvam, and it's Kalidasa story is also like that, and Mukakavi also like that. And Mukakavi, who was born, you know, a dumb person, he never spoke anything before this event, and after this event he sang on Amba, this Muka Panchasri. And Mukha Panchadashi, after he recited, he never spoke afterwards also, because he doesn't want to speak anything mundane except the glory of Amba. So he just recited all those verses and then he stopped also. That's what the story is. Sloka 99. సరస్వత్యా లక్ష్మ్యా విదిహరి సపత్నో విహరతే రతే పాతివ్రత్యం శిథిలయతి రమ్యేన వపుషా చిరం జీవన్నేన క్షపిత పశుపాశవ్యతికరః పరానందాభిఖ్యం రసయతి రసం త్వద్భజనవాన్. Tvat Bhajanavan, the person who worships you. So Purarate Ratnapuraye Namaha. Again, Amba is addressed that way. The worshipper, Tvat Bhajanavan, Viharate, that person gets happiness. He gets happiness. Saraswatya Lakshmiya, happiness with what? With Saraswati and Lakshmi, with knowledge and wealth. Vidihari Sapatnaha, as one causing jealousy to Brahma and Vishnu. He gets so much wealth and also knowledge, even causing jealousy to both Brahmaji and Vishnuji. Ramyena Vapusha, with a handsome personality like Manmatha, Ramyena Vapusha, that is how his form is. Shithilayati, he shatters Ratehe Pativratyam, Rati's devotion to her Lord. Because he appears so handsome, even more handsome than Manmatha. So Rati is supposed to be the wife of Manmatha, and even her Pativratyam, that has been shattered by his handsome appearance. Chiram Jivan Neva, endowed with long life, Jivan Neva Chiram, long life, Kshapita Pashupasha Vetikaraha, with his association with the Jiva, Pashupasha, Pashus are the Jivas, Pashupasam, the association with Jivas, and his ignorance cast away, Vetikaraha, Kshapita Vetikaraha, Rasayati, he enjoys Rasam, the sweetness of Parananda Abhikyam, what is known as the supreme bliss, that is what he is enjoying. Your worshipper, your devotee, he gets happiness with Saraswati and Lakshmi as a rival to Brahmaji and Vishnu. And with the handsome personality that even shatters Rati's devotion to her Lord. Endowed with long life, with his association with the Jiva and his ignorance cast away, he enjoys the sweetness of what is known as supreme bliss or Paramananda. Japa is done facing morning, east or north, 1000 times, 16 days. Endowment for valor, good health, all comforts. Gold plate is the yantram. And when bungal, ulundu, vadai, honey, they are all supposed to be the nevedya for this particular kind of worship. So, worship of the Devi is supposed to confer on the devotee. Devotee, vast and varied learning. That person becomes extremely knowledgeable. Knowledge and also in poetry, and as also enormous wealth also. Even though Saraswati is supposed to be the goddess of learning, Mahalakshmi goddess of wealth, worshipping Amba, person gets all these things also. Thereby, he becomes an object of envy. He becomes a Vakpati, because Vakpati, Chakshushpati, Shrotrapati, Vijnanapati, he becomes Vakpati and Lakshmipati. Whereof he becomes the object of jealousy, because when Brahmaji is there, he is Vanipati, he is Vakpati, but this person is called Vakpati now. He just gains this knowledge from Amba. And Lakshmipati, Mahavishnu is Lakshmipati, but this person is called Lakshmipati if he is a Kotishwara. So they call him Lakshmipati. So he becomes the object of jealousy to Mahavishnu also. And that person also excels in Manmatha's personality. He is so handsome. Actually, there was one shloka we read long ago, where even when the old person is there, even all these young maidens, they get attracted by this person. So his personality is so handsome to falter in her love of Rati Devi to Manmatha. Not only does the devotee attain objects of earthly pleasure, all these kinds of wealth, knowledge and all that, but to him a long life is also ensured. For such a person, he gets a very long life also. Because what is the use of having all these great things without a long life to enjoy them? So he gets a long life also, and at all the earthly pleasures, but to him a long life is what? He becomes a Jivan Mukta also. He realizes himself in this Janma and also enjoys the bliss as a Jivan Mukta. He becomes a great Jnani also. So Pashuna, the Jiva. This is the Jiva. The witnesser of external objects constituted by what? By the Jivan Mukta, by the five elements. All these five elements, they constitute the external objects. So he is bound by them. As if it were encompassed by ignorance of his own self. So Devi's grace removes all those ignorance to dissociate himself from the external world and to discover one's own nature, one's own inner personality. Then that person, he realizes his identity with whom? With Sadashiva. with Sadashiva, Parameshwara, merges in him and discovers, this is called Anupravesha Stuti in the Upanishad. He enters into the Lord and Lord enters into him. So the Jivan Mukta, he continues in his mortal frame, that is true, because till Prarabdha is there, he will continue in his mortal body, mortal frame, even after self-realization because of lingering vasanas and samskaras, that is the Prarabdha. Once the Prarabdha is exhausted, he will leave his mortal coils, the mortal body, and he will be a Jivan Mukta and also will become a Videha Mukta, who will get the moksha, who will not need to take another body. So all these various benefits of worshipping the Amba in various ways, Acharya describes here in this, as we told, even though it's purely a bhakti grantha, through the path of bhakti, a person, when he does a bhakti which is nishkamataya, without any distinct, he also gains jnanam also, he becomes a karma yogi and he also becomes eligible for jnanam, who can get self-knowledge also at the end. In the introduction, we covered all these topics in detail. Let us go to the very last sloka. प्रदीपज्वालाभिः दिवसकरनीराजनविधिः सुधासूतेः चन्द्रोपलजललवैः अर्घ्यरचना स्वकीयैः अम्बोभिः सलिलनिधिसौहित्यकरणम् त्वदीयाभिः वाग्भिः तव जननिवाचां सुतिरियम्. This is the climax of Acharya's humility, his greatness, and his a person of role model behavior to all of us, all the jivas. Only a person of Acharya's personality can write a poetry of this kind. He is addressing Amba, Vacham Janani, O mother of all learning. Actually, I have a bad cold. And when I was talking about this Kalidasa's ability to cast all these poems, when he was in the Kalika's temple, Kali came in the night with all her 1,000 heads and all that thing with her. So this thing, and this guy was sitting there, and when he looked at her, he laughed. And Amba got annoyed. She said, "Why are you laughing at me? People normally get scared looking at me." Then he says, "I have only one nose, and when I get cold, it is very difficult for me even to deal with that one nose. Whereas you got 1,000 nose, I wonder how are you dealing with the cold." That is a jocular saying like that. So that's what I've got today in my cold. Anyway, Vacham Janani, O mother of all learning, all words, Vacha, all kinds of words and letters and matrikas, they are all your own. Tvadiyabihi Vagbihi Tavastutihi Iyam. Iyam, this totram of Saundarya Lahari, composed of what? Tvadiyabihi Vagbihi. They are all composed of words of your own. This Tavastutihi Iyam, this totram of yours, is composed of words which are all your own, which contain all your letters, all the matrikas, all the words, meanings, everything that all belong to you. It is composed with using all of them. Pratibha Jwalabhihi Divasakara Neerajana Vidhihi. How does it look like, this totra? I have composed 100 slokas. Now, the way I have composed all these slokas using your own words and your own meaning and everything, sentences, all of them, it appears as if doing Karpura Arati, Pratibha Jwalabhihi, to whom? Divasakara. Divasakara means the maker of the day, namely sun god. Neerajana Vidhihi, to do Karpura Arati to him. That splendorous sun, the midday sun, who is so powerful, you cannot even see the Karpura Arati shown to him because the light is so much. And my composition of all these lokas and offering to you appear as if they are offering, it is offering a Karpura Arati to the midday glorious sun god. And then what else? Sudha Sutehe Chandropala Jalalavaihi Argya Rachana. Chandra Upala. Upala means stone. Chandra Upala means this moonstone. The Chandrakanta, they call it in Tamil. So Sudha Sutehe means the Amritam. అమృతం దట్ ఈస్ కమింగ్ ఇన్ ది చంద్రోపలం. చంద్రోపలం మీన్స్ జల్లవైహి అర్ఘ్యరచన. ఆస్ ఇఫ్ టేకింగ్ ది వాటర్, ది అమృతం కమింగ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ది చంద్ర ఉపలం, దట్ ఈస్ ది మూన్ స్టోన్, అండ్ ఆఫరింగ్ ఇట్ యాస్ అన్ అర్ఘ్యం, యాస్ అన్ ఆఫరింగ్ టు ద మూన్ గాడ్ సుదాసూతేహే. సో లైక్ ఆఫరింగ్ అర్ఘ్య టు ద మూన్ గాడ్ విత్ ద మూన్ కూల్ రేస్ ఆఫ్ అమృతం ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్, బికాస్ ద మూన్ రేస్ దే ఫాల్ ఇన్ టు ద స్టోన్, అండ్ వెన్ దే ఫాల్ ఇన్ టు ద స్టోన్ ది నెక్టర్ లైక్ ఫ్లూయిడ్ కమ్స్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్, అండ్ టేకింగ్ దాట్ ఫ్లూయిడ్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ టు ఆఫర్ అర్ఘ్యం టు ది మూన్ గాడ్. అండ్ స్వకీయై అంబోభి సలిలనిధి సౌహిత్యకరణం. సలిల మీన్స్ జలం. సో జల్ ది సలిలనిధి మీన్స్ ది జలనిధి ఇస్ ఓషన్. సో లైక్ ఆఫరింగ్ ద వాటర్ తర్పణం. సీ అర్ఘ్యం వాస్ డన్ ఇన్ ద ప్రీవియస్ స్టెప్, నౌ హీ ఈస్ ఆఫరింగ్ తర్పణం టు ద ఓషన్ గాడ్, దట్ ఈస్ ది సంసార ది సాగర, ది లార్డ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది ఓషన్స్, ది విత్ ద వాటర్ ఆల్రెడీ బిలాంగింగ్ టు ద ఓషన్. సో యూ వెన్ యూ గో టు ఏ సముద్రం, వెన్ పీపుల్ డూ ది తర్పణం అండ్ ఆల్ దట్, వాట్ దే డూ, దే టేక్ ద వాటర్ ఫ్రమ్ ది ఓషన్ అండ్ ఆఫర్ ఇట్ బ్యాక్ టు ద ఓషన్ ఓన్లీ. సో ఆల్ ది వాటర్ బిలాంగ్స్ టు హిమ్ ఓన్లీ, టు ద సముద్ర రాజా, అండ్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ టేకన్ అండ్ ఆఫర్డ్ బ్యాక్ టు హిమ్. దిస్ లుక్స్ లైక్ దాట్ ఓన్లీ, ఓ మదర్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ స్పీచ్ వర్డ్స్, లైక్ అండ్ టు ద వేవింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఇన్ అడరేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫ్లేమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ల్యాంప్స్ బిఫోర్ ద సన్ కర్పూర ఆరతి, అండ్ లైక్ ఆఫరింగ్ అండ్ టు ద మూన్ యాజ్ ఆబ్లేషన్ దట్ డ్రాప్స్ ఆఫ్ వాటర్ గాట్ ఫ్రమ్ ద మూన్ స్టోన్, అండ్ సిమిలర్ టు సాటిస్ఫైయింగ్ ద ఓషన్ బై ఆబ్లేషన్ ఆఫరింగ్ టు ఏ తర్పణ ఇట్స్ ఓన్ వాటర్, ఈస్ దిస్ యువర్ ప్రైజ్ ఇన్ వర్డ్స్ దట్ ఎమినేటెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ యూ, ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ బిలాంగ్ టు యూ ఓన్లీ. సో జపా ఇస్ డన్ ఇన్ ద మార్నింగ్ ఫేసింగ్ ఈస్ట్ ఆర్ నార్త్ 2000 టైమ్స్ ఫర్ 25 డేస్. బెనిఫిట్ సపోజ్ వి ఫుల్ఫిల్ ఆల్ డిజైర్స్ గోల్డ్ ప్లేట్ హనీ, అండ్ దిస్ ఈస్ ది యంత్రం. ఓం హ్రీం ఈస్ ది బీజా యూస్డ్ ఇన్ ది యంత్ర. అండ్ నౌ వెన్ వి టాక్ అబౌట్ ది మిడ్ డే సన్, there is no relationship actually between a karpuram and the sunlight. Sunlight is supposed to be very hot, and there is no relation between that and this, and camphor is separately there and sun is separately there, but in terms of its light, the splendor, the sun is supposed to be unlimited compared to this karpuram, and that is the analogy between them. So I am so humble, so small a person compared to your glory, that is the first example. And Sudhasutege Chandrapala Jallavaihe, in this particular example, you need a stone. A stone is like a medium in which the rays of moon, they enter, and when they enter by the quality of the stone, the Amrita Kiranam, because of that, all this water is supposed to come from the Chandrapala, that is the moon stone. So you need a medium for Amba to interact with you, for you to go through that, you need a medium, and that offering to Amba that is supposed to be through this medium of your bhakti, of your whatever a person has to go through that, one can go through that. And swayyayahi ambobhi salinidhi sauhityakaranam, in this case whatever is there in the Amba itself is taken and given back to her, namely the samudra raja. Whatever is there in that only, there is no external medium or anything required. I only take, that means what? I realize I am you and you are me. There is no difference between us. I have that realization. So I have got now the earlier sarupyam, now sayujyam, I am you and you are me. So there is no difference between us. So that is the kind of evolution of the devotee. When in the stages, when Acharya says this, he has that feeling that between him and Amba there is no difference at all. Soham bhavena pujayet, that is what we said in the introduction, that is you are me and I am you, that kind of a saidyam, that kind of a awareness, that kind of knowledge is what is ultimately required, and Acharya, he just touches upon that here. And as I told, we have not even scratched even a small peck of anything on Saundarya Lahari. In the sixth volume of Devatin Kural, Paramacharya has given elaborate discussion on each of these slokas, many of these slokas. So whenever you have time, either read the English translation, that is Voice of God, or the Devatin Kural in Tamil, those who can read in Tamil. It's available in other languages also. I think Telugu, Kannada and all Marathi, they have translated Hindi in so many other languages also. If anybody would like to, they can read the sixth volume, which gives in elaborate detail the meaning of all these shlokas, this thing. Now, there are differences of opinion among the commentators that there are three more shlokas in Saundarya Lahari, and some people don't attribute those shlokas to Adi Acharya, that is Shankara Bhagavatpada, and people say that is written by somebody else in between or whatever it is, and some people even say that the 94th shloka is replaced by this 101 now, which I put here, I'm going to read it, and the 99th shloka is replaced by the 102nd shloka, and the 103 is the third shloka. So these three more shlokas are also there, which are not considered part of Saundarya Lahari as such, but people attribute to this also, some commentators. So for the sake of completeness, we will just read these shlokas also. Samanita Padmam, Padmam it could be, or Padbyam, both are correct. Manimakuratam Ambaramanihi. It should be Ambaramanihi, it's not. I don't know what is the Ambaramanihi, it is there. Ambaramanihi, correct. Ambaramanihi Bayadasyantaha Simiti Kirana Shreni Masranaha Dadaditvatvaktram Pratipalanamashrantavikacham Niratangam Chandra Nirathangam Chandran Nijahridaya Pangeruhamiva. So again, the sun having attained the lustre. Now imagine the sun god, Amba is seated in some place and there is a crystal mirror. So the sun, having attained the lustre of a crystal mirror, sun is sitting in front of Amba and having become mild, it's not mid, it's mild, because the lustre is so hot, he doesn't want Amba to, you know, suffer by that. So he made his rays in such a way they become very mild. With his rows of rays, softened for fear of scorching the face of Amba, he bears a reflection of your face. So he is seated at the feet, at your feet, like a crystal, and Amba's face is reflecting on that. And he himself put his rays down because he doesn't want to scorch your face. And he bears the reflection of your face as if it were his lotus heart. You know, his heart also, this lotus heart that is ever in bloom and fearless of the moon. Normally, lotus blooms when sun comes and it closes when the moon comes. But his heart lotus, what happens? Even though it looks at the lotus of your face, by looking at it, that lotus becomes even more happier and it doesn't close at all. So that is the imagination. So Surya Deva, he is very powerful and he is at your feet watching your face, your beauty, and the lotus of your face, he is his lotus that is there in the heart of his lotus that doesn't get even it, even the moon of your face, even though when it falls on him, the moon rays of your face, it doesn't close. That is one kind of imagination. Samudbhutastula sthanabaramukascharuhasitam katakshe kandarpaha kathichana kadambadyutivapuhu harasyatvadbhrantim manasi janayantisma vimalaha bhavatyaye bhaktaha parinatihi amishamiyamume. This is another shloka which gives the sarupya bhakti. That's the same form of Amba. Those who are your devote worshippers, all those devotees, having been cleansed of their impurities, because they are your devotees, all papas have gone out of them, who with a body shining like a kadamba tree, because they are so devoted to you, their body shines like a kadamba tree, with well-developed swelling breasts. They are all women with very beautiful features, with a charming smile and a fascinating side glance. Such people they are all, they become such people. And what do? They create in Hara, in Shiva, the wrong impression that they are yourself. because they are exactly like you in their beauty and in their features. Lord Shiva thinks maybe you are the one who is appearing in those forms. O Uma, this is their final fulfillment. That is final fulfillment. This is the Sarupya Bhakti. They gain your own Rupam. As I told in some of the lectures, Sarupya Bhakti, Sayujya Bhakti, Samipya Bhakti, all these various types of Bhakti. This is Sarupya Bhakti means you gain the same Rupam as Amba, as Lord. And that's what these devotees gain by being devoted to you, causing confusion even to Lord Shiva, whether they are all like yourself. Sloka 103. Nidhe nityasmere niravadi gune niti nipune niragata jnane niyama parachittaika nilage niyatya nirmukte nikila nigamantastuta pave niratange nitye nigamayamapi stuti mimam. Another beautiful sloka. Nidhe, you are a treasure house. You are a treasure house of all virtues, all riches, anything one can think of. You are the treasure. You are ever smiling, nitya smere, ever smiling face. We call some people, oh, his face is always smiling. Because the smile in the face indicates the mind. Prasanna vadanam. That is why when you worship Mahaganapati, Prasanna vadanam dhyayet, you don't want to have a sad face of Mahaganapati. You want Prasanna vadanam to be meditated on. So ever smiling one, possessor of infinite auspicious qualities, niravati gune, adigunam, all these great qualities, mangalam, and expert in dispensing justice, niti nipune, the one who is very fair, who can dispense all justice very, very efficiently, and of limitless knowledge, niraghata jnane, the one with the limitless knowledge, niyama para chittaika nilaye, chittaika nilaye means you are the resident in all the minds of devotees who are all, what kind of people? They are all niyama parachittaika nilaye. They follow all the niyamas with controlled mind control, sense control, all those things, sama, dhamma, uparama, tithiksha, shraddha, samadhanam, all those various qualities they have. They are all samadhi, shakya, sampattihi, they are sadhana, chatushtaya, sampannaha, such people. So you are in the hearts of such people, permanently you are there, you are resident of them. And you are free from niyatya nirmukte, from all the niyatis. You are free from all kinds of conventions and restraints. We have a lot of conventions. This, it should be done this way, that way, all those restrictions are there. But you are eternal. You are free from all of them. Niyatya nirmukte. Nikila nigamanta tutapade. Tutapade, your feet are worshipful of what? By the Upanishads. That is the Nikila Nigamanta. That is all kinds of Shruti Sandal. Vedanta is supposed to be at the end of all the Vedas. That is, after learning all the Vedas and Shastras, what is kept at the end is the Upanishads, the Vedanta. And you are supposed to be the worshipful of all, like the all the Upanishads, supposed to be the ultimate. Like the Upanishads, praised by the Upanishads. So what does he say? Niratange Nitye Nigamaya Mamapi Stutim Imam. My hymn of praise. I am also writing all these poems for what? To praise you, as to glorify you. That is devoted to your praise only all my songs are. Whatever I have written, they are all devoted to you. So what do they deserve? They deserve to be rendered similarly equal to all those Upanishadic verses. All those hymns of the various scriptures, they also deserve to be mentioned in that parlance because they glorify you. You are glorified by all the Upanishads and all of them, and my verses also glorify you, so my verses also deserve to be glorified like the Upanishads. That is what this, as I told, these three are not supposed to be written by Adi Shankaracharya, and some stotras are supposed to be replacement for the previous two slokas, but whatever may be the case, we just only read it for the sake of completion. So these are the 103 slokas, even though 100 are attributed to Saundari Lahari actual portion, but we made all these 103 slokas also for the sake of our completion. As I told, we have not even touched the surface, even scratched even the surface of Saundari Lahari. Saundari Lahari and Sivananda Lahari are extremely loaded poetry. They are great poetry, not only for the Sanskrit language in which they are composed, but also in their purport, in what they are communicating. So best thing is to keep on reading. Each time I read also this, each time some new things appear to me. So because that is the why we have to keep on reading. Parayana is prescribed to us all the time, because each time you read, something new will appear to you. And that is why people, even great experts, they don't stop reading. So reading this with the meaning, that will be the best thing to reflect upon them. That is why prescribed for people who are not experts in various other bhashyas and all, Lakshmi Dara's commentary, Anandagiri's commentary and all. Doesn't matter, at least one should be able to read, for example, the various acharyas, whatever they have communicated in explaining all these shlokas in various occasions and in various books. So we will put the recording of this lecture also. This will be the last lecture that should be put, because all of this already are there. And, there may be some recording defects or something like that, maybe they are based on how the recording has come. But when you read it, or if you have any questions, you can feel free to email to me, and whenever I get time, I will try to reply to them or address them. यो वेदादौ स्वर प्रोक्तो वेदान्ते च प्रतिष्ठितः तस्य प्रकृतिलीनस्य यः परः स महेश्वरः श्रीकृष्णार्पणमस्तु नारायणः। ओके, एनी क्वेश्चन्स फ्रॉम एनीबडी? एनी हैंड रेज्ड? I don't see any hand raised at all. Okay, let me see if there anybody typed any question. Narayana. Okay. Cannot thank you at all. There are no words enough. Look like you are not well. Please feel better soon. Vidya Srikant. Thank you, Vidya. Yes, I don't know, I got some cold somewhere. Sometimes without your knowledge, you expose yourself to elements in your enthusiasm to do something else. We are building a Yagashala in the Guru Ayurappan temple, so I had to go and just look at the progress of the work. So on that last time when I went to the temple 2 to 3 days ago, it was so windy a day, without realizing, I just went there without my regular the kind of clause. So I got exposed, and from that day I got this cold. But anyway, cold has to be, you have to treat it for a couple of days, and once you take care of it, it will leave. So tomorrow I think I should be fine, because I've got any other programs for the weekend. Okay, we are not able to finish all these shlokas due to time constraint. Is it okay to chant any number, any time? Yes. See, when it, bhakti is forgiving, don't worry at all. Whatever time you have, you recite at that time. You don't have to recite all the shlokas at the same time. No need at all. So you can recite whenever you have time. No problem at all. Okay, thank you. And if there are no more comments or anything, Guruji, thank you very much for explaining such a great work of Ashankara. Please get well soon. Thank you, Anupam. I really congratulate Anupam for his perseverance to attend all these lectures. He is in Paris. I don't know whether I mentioned to some of you. He is in Paris, and if he has to log on now, it should be about 2:30 or 3 o'clock in the morning. For somebody to do that without fail on every of the lectures, it requires a lot of commitment. So that is, I wish you all the very best. And wish your blessings. I will enjoy your webinars. You have not been always a very effective. You have always been a very effective speaker and educator. Thanks for your memorable, meticulous presentations. Continues doing for another 100 more years. Thank you. I have to be for living for another 100 more years. All right. Thank you. That's good. So, thanks. Sometimes you are not able. Okay. All right. So. If there are no more questions or comments, thank you very much. It's my great privilege. Okay, thank you. So if there are no more questions or comments, so I am going to log off for today, and I will soon announce another topic. Actually, somebody has sent me an email whether I should teach Lalita Trishati, because we have done Lalita Sahasranamam Devi Mahatmyam and all that thing. Whether Lalita Trishati, whether I would like to take up, she has sent a request. So let me see how. I have not made up my mind yet. So when I make up my mind, I will announce it. Okay. All right. I am going to sign off now. see you, then all the best until then.